I was raised in Detroit, in Michigan, and I imagine most people watching my YouTube channel were raised in similar conditions to me. You know, probably raised in the U.S. or a country like the U.S. And we've all been alive long enough to look out into the world and see that our society doesn't really want people to be self-aware. And in fact, it's probably built inherently into our culture that we ultimately don't know who we are. Because if we are realized individuals and recognize our power, then things like capitalism and all this stuff sort of falls apart, because we don't need who, like, if you recognize who you are, you don't need to buy bullshit all the time, you know? But I believe that this creates a lot of anxiety in our life. In fact, I think most of our anxiety comes from all these qualities and characteristics that we take on as being who we are, but these things were actually probably just given to us through our immediate environment and our cultural roles that were blessed upon us from, you know, just being born wherever we were born. So an example of this would be like marketing. You know, marketers spend a lot of money to project a certain image out into the world that people will constantly be trying to reach, you know, climbing this ladder, just trying to reach this untouchable gleaming image that some brilliant marketing agency put out. And it creates this sense of scarcity, this sense of lacking, this sense within ourselves of unsatisfaction or unfulfilledness, where we feel like we are not good enough because this beauty standard is now like this is like, you know, this photoshopped image is considered to be the beauty standard. And it's nearly impossible. You know, not many people look like that, but we are all trying to look like this. For example, you know, there's tons of examples of this, but this is, you know, one that many of us can relate to. And people spend so much money to try to look like this. And it's brilliant because it creates this whole market and this economy, and it's all thriving based on our anxiety. So some tips in my life that I use when I start feeling these feelings of anxiety, these feelings of judgment, these feelings of dis-ease, these feelings of me not really acting out through my higher self. An important step in achieving this is changing your environment. So if you're maybe like sitting in your room or something like that, and you're finding that you're just always anxious, or you always have your, you know, you feel sort of depressed or just, you know, again, diseased, you know, you feel like you're not comfortable with just the natural moment, just being a thing that, cause I feel this sometimes, especially like when I'm at home in Detroit, I don't know if it's like so many memories that are being triggered or something like that, but the thing that helps is maybe to rearrange your room, rearrange your environment. This is like what I think somewhere in Asia, feng shui, this is what they realize, is that through moving objects in your room and setting it up in a specific way, it allows the energy to flow and you can actually feel maybe a bit lighter or a bit, you know, I mean, we've all felt it. If you move your room around, it gets a new energy to it. So that's one thing you can do. Or actually just like, if you're feeling anxious, don't let that tidal wave of anxiety just wave over you and just crash into you. This is all about sort of taking control of the moment. So like maybe go outside and just change the environment, the immediate environment, completely change it so that your brain is sort of wiped from what it was just being focusing on. You can also change the environment of your thoughts by maybe doing a hobby or, you know, just interacting with the moment in a way that distracts you from your anxiety. Another thing that I do is chanting. Actually, this is the biggest, it's a little weird for people that aren't used to it. You could even look at it as prayer. But it's chanting. It's the repetition of certain things, certain syllables, certain words that you can relate to personally that have a quality of pureness or sacredness or divine, something that makes you feel spiritual or makes you feel calm. So, for example, chanting, the most famous chanters probably in the U.S. are the Hare Krishnas, the ISKCON temples, and they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they just do this all day. Or sometimes they sing it, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and they're just singing and they're dancing and they're spinning around. And where is the anxiety in that? When you become what the universe is doing, movement, creative movement, song, dance, universe, one, verse is like a song. When you become this, what the one thing is all doing, then it's like a transcendent experience in a sort of way. We've all felt this at concerts. We've all felt this with music in our cars or whatever. So chanting, to me, especially mixing it with music or mixing it with dancing, but chanting in general, just whatever it is, Ram Dass used to suggest, I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. And you find all these different judgmental thoughts that are inspiring these anxious thoughts. They get overrun by the stampede of loving awareness or Krishna and Ram or whatever it is that you were chanting. And this is kind of like the same way as prayer. If you look at prayer as not being like, God, please give me something. I remember when I was like a kid and I used to play baseball, I'd always pray to God, like, God, please let me win this baseball game. And I'd lose and I'd be like, fuck, he's not real. But prayer, in my understanding now, currently, is about invoking an inner space, evoking an inner state of compassion. You know, we pray for people. So we are invoking this space that where we are wishing people good things. We are wishing them consciously love. So we can do this with ourselves. We can pray to something. You know, maybe surrendering to something higher than yourself, recognizing that we are a part of the mystery of the universe. Maybe through this, you can relieve some of your anxiety. But to go back to chanting for a minute, I've said this before, but it's like clearing the clutter of your brain. It's like you, it's like your room, it's like going back, it's the inner environment. It's going back to the inner environment. Imagine you're in a dirty room and you're just brushing all the stuff to the center of the room, all of it to the center of the room so that you can sweep it up. The brush is the mantra. The stuff, the trash, the garbage, all the stuff that you're getting rid of that you're moving to the middle is your thoughts. It's the negative thoughts that you're trying to clean up. So the mantra brings all this stuff to a single-pointed awareness of whatever the mantra is. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you do this, even for 5 minutes, you find yourself not even there. You're like, oh my God. If you do this for an hour, or you do this for 3 hours, or you do this all day, you'll get to a point where it's just nothing. And it's crazy because you're like, wow, I didn't even know that I could exist beyond my thoughts. I thought I was my thoughts. But you can, through chanting, get to a place that is beyond thought. And then all of a sudden you're like, holy shit. It's weird. It's weird to feel without thought. We've all felt it, you know, like when you're drawing or something and you're completely lost in the moment where an hour feels like a minute. It's like that. So that's the meditation that I use to overcome anxiety, and just in life in general, to just stay calm. And it's simple. It's just repeating something. It's like hijacking your brain. It's like a little hack. Because we are constantly, forever, giving ourselves a mantra. Our whole inner dialogue is a mantra. So become aware of the things that you tell yourself. What are you saying to yourself? Where is this anxiety? Trace this anxiety. What is the stem? Oh, I got something in my throat. So find what it is inside my throat for me, please. No, I'm just kidding. So find what it is that is triggering the anxiety and look at it, examine it with a little microscope. You know, look at it and say, okay, I'm repeating this narrative to myself that is inspiring these feelings of anxiety. Why is that my inner mantra? Why is this anxiety inspiring thought my mantra? And then through this new method that I have revealed in this YouTube video of chanting, you can hack that and control your thoughts by controlling them. Because, I mean, how often do you actually control your thoughts? We just go through life and we have thoughts. Oh, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking this, now I'm thinking that, now I'm thinking that. How often do you say, I'm going to consciously control my thoughts by repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating? It's actually an interesting experiment just to do with yourself to see what happens. Do it for an entire day. And you're going to obviously find thoughts pop up and you'll be like, oh shit, I forgot that I was supposed to be chanting. And you just return to it. That's what meditation is. That's why it's called a practice, a spiritual practice. You return to it. Same thing as like meditating with your breath. You know, you stop, they say focus on your breath. Obviously, there's going to be moments where you forget that you're supposed to be focusing on your breath, and then you just return to it. So in the same way with chanting, just return to whatever your mantra is. And I'm telling you, this works. It's withstood the test of times in various expressions and various names and different spiritual disciplines and in different disciplines in general, psychology. You know, I think it's interesting. Play around with it. See what happens when you do this. So that's my advice for people that are, you know, maybe having a little trouble in life and, you know, can't get out of their thoughts and might be having some anxiety. And I get caught in it all the time, so I get it. But when I remember to chant, it works. So please click subscribe. Head over to my YouTube. That's where you're at right now, hopefully. Or maybe you are over listening on Spotify or to a Place for Humans podcast. In any case, wherever you are, human being or interdimensional creature, alien, I don't know what I'm saying. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on Instagram, Dakota Wendt. Head over to A Place for Humans podcast at Apple and leave a positive review. It really helps me out. And that's all. I wish you all the luck and health and life. Om Shanti.